Next, we have, for the rest of this hour, live in our studio, a bluegrass band based in Monticello called High Cotton. They've got a gig tonight at 6:30, Wheatfield Park in Urbana. And then on Sunday in Bement at Bryant College, 4 o'clock. Okay, I didn't have that time. I'm getting the 4 sign from Bill Blickhan. You know, I always have trouble with your name whenever you guys have been on here. I really don't know why. And I practiced it mentally beforehand, Bill, but I didn't practice it physically, and that can make a big difference. In any event, thanks to the folks of High Cotton for coming on. Dan Defend is plays banjo, and Bill, as I said, plays guitar. Cliff Anglin has his mandolin, sometimes plays other things as well. Rick Rhodes is on the truncated bass today. There's a story behind that, which I haven't heard, so I'll ask coming up. And I guess the new member is Angie Rooley on the fiddle. And you're going to do okay? You've got I don't know if I've seen a fiddler with a brace on her left hand.
They molded it so that I could play.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. They molded it so that I could still play.
Yeah, I won't ask what you did to yourself, but
I did it fiddling.
You did it fiddling?
Yeah, fiddling around.
Okay, but I do have to ask, Rick. I was told before I got in the studio that you opened up your, unpacked your bass and found the bridge on the floor and the strings awry. Or
and
something
the
to
G
that
string
effect.
Was broken, so I have 3 strings, the E string, the A string, and the D string, so I'll have to sort of make do.
Well, we will look forward to the attempt, and I'm going to enjoy watching.
The visual will be missing, though, won't it?
Well, not for me, it won't. I'll report to our listeners. What would you all like to start with?
I think, will there be any stars?
Yeah. Good gospel song.
Shall see when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Savior I stand, will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown? When at even the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in those mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown? In the strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls. That bright stars may be mine in that glorious day when his strength like the sea billows roll. Will there be any stars in my crown? When at even the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in those mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown? Living gems at his feet to lay down. It would sweeten my bliss in that city of gold. Should there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown? When at evening the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in those mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown?
Hi, Cotton, here on Live and Local with the new girl getting the solo. I got to ask the rest of the guys, how did you manage to let a girl in the band?
Well, you know, we started out a long time ago, almost 20 years ago, as a boy band. You know the boy bands that were around? We were young enough we could almost be considered a boy band, and we've graduated into a non-boy band for two reasons. We're old enough that we're not boys anymore, and we now have Angie in the group. So it is, yeah, so, you know, we're lucky. We're lucky to have Angie singing with us, and we're happy to no longer be a boy band.
I like to think that I add a little beauty to their brawn. So.
There you go.
I'm looking for the brawn around the room, and I'm failing.
Don't say anything about the beauty.
No, don't worry. That was a non-viable comment.
But sang with Rick, right, in the church choir. That's where we...
I was a church choir director. I didn't know what bluegrass was 20 years ago when they started.
But I mean for Angie.
Angie started in the choir, too.
Yeah. So kind of picked us up that way.
Gospel singer, we ruined her voice and turned her into a bluegrass singer.
Oh, I love it. No rules.
Well, okay, now what does that mean?
Well,
no vibrato.
Yeah, no vibrato, straight tone. It's nice.
Those are rules right there, though.
Well, I know, but not what I'm used to, so.
As a voice major, the proper way you're taught to use your voice, just think of all the opposite things you could do, and then when you sing bluegrass, that's what you do.
Do those, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do the things you learned.
That's sad but true.
Well, that almost sounds like the argument that one can get in between opera singers and early music singers, you know, who are trained not to use the vibrato that they were probably previously trained to use and so on. But we don't have those folks here, so I guess we don't need to get into that. Since I know the answer to this question regarding the guys in the group, Angie, and I'll reveal the answers later, I know what they all do or did professionally because it's up on the website. But I don't know a thing about you.
Yeah,
so
they don't even have my picture in yet.
So what's your profession, assuming you have
my
one?
First profession, I'm a mom.
That's an important profession and,
second
and harder
profession,
than the rest of them.
Right. I'm a musician. This is what I do. So I used to be the wedding singer, and now I'm the funeral singer. I play at funerals quite a bit, actually. So
weddings and funerals.
Weddings and funerals, yep.
And the bluegrass fiddler.
And the bluegrass. Well, I'm learning the fiddle, yes. So, they pegged me for the singer. I'm singing. We do have a great fiddler who isn't here today.
Hence the learning part.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so is this how you managed to injure your left hand?
Yes.
Trying
I was squeezing too hard.
Well, that'll do it. Well, I've learned a little bit about violin playing a long time ago, and I'm happy to give it over to somebody else who knows a whole lot more, whether it's violin playing or fiddling. So Cliff Anglin retired from the Normal Public Schools as a speech pathologist.
Yep.
And after retirement, you picked up the mandolin, or you were always playing the mandolin?
No, I've played it since about 71.
That's a good long while.
And I played guitar like in high school. I started probably in junior high. And then in college, I started playing mandolin. And so I played mandolin. It wasn't all really bluegrass, so I didn't really get serious in it until about 75. And then started playing bluegrass, and then I gave up all other kinds of music, basically. I still play guitar and some mandolin and dobro at our church, and mostly bluegrass is my main interest right now.
When you say get serious, what did that mean for somebody who was professionally involved otherwise?
Well, I played mandolin like in jug bands and some folk stuff when I was in college, but when I got into bluegrass, then I had to learn scales and be able to take lead breaks on it. Before, I just did some kind of backup on it, but to learn to play melodies and improvise and stuff on the mandolin, that was, you gotta get serious to, you know.
Getting serious meaning actually practice?
Yeah, and actually work up just how to play the mandolin, you know, how to play it fast and clean.
Did, and you've played in bands ever since, or just? off and on whenever you could find the chance?
Pretty much just played in bluegrass bands since 75.
You mentioned jug bands. Are there any jug bands around currently?
I don't know. That was when I was in college.
Well, because you now make me want to go find a jug band that we can get on the radio show, because I know that we haven't had one on here. And I'm always looking for something new to do on Live and Local if they've got any live performances.
Well, I mostly played the tenor banjo in the jug band, but the tenor banjo is tuned like a mandolin.
You didn't do the jugs?
No.
Left that
and I played guitar, tenor banjo, and a little bit of mandolin in the jug band.
Well, speaking of performances that these folks do have one tonight at 6:30, Weesfield Park in Urbana, and I believe I actually know where that is, which I would think might put me in the minority because it's a small park.
Yeah.
I need to let you know.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how to get there. I just can find it. I mean, I can get there, but I can't tell anybody how to get there.
Southeast Urbana.
Southeast Urbana, but it's on what street? For those who don't know, because it's kind of nestled in the middle of the neighborhood.
It's not too far from Windsor. I believe it's a little north of Windsor Road.
And not too far from Walmart out there, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
About a block or two from
you guys
Walmart.
Sound pretty doubtful for somebody who's got a for a group that's got to be there.
Hey, because we're bluegrass doesn't mean we aren't high tech.
I have a GPS.
We can drive around for a couple hours. We'll find it.
Okay. Well, the point of the question is, I'd like to be able to tell other people, and I failed to look it up.
We'll get it for you after break. How about
we'll get the information? The and then we'll tell people. But it's a nice little park, very quiet little place. There's a tennis court right in the middle of it.
And I think it's going to be a beautiful evening. The storm has gone through, and I think the weather map shows clearing off. So come on out, because it's going to be a nice evening that's cooled off. The humidity's moved out a little bit, and it's going to be a nice evening for
mostly us. Clear, cooler, with lows in the lower 60s.
That doesn't get better for
how's
bluegrass.
That? Yeah.
The bluegrass gods are smiling on us. There we go.
There's more than one?
Yes. Oh, yes. They're all up there.
High Cotton out of Monticello. What would you all like to regale us with next on Live and Local?
Doing a mandolin instrumental. It's a Bill Monroe tune called Rawhide.
Convenient enough that we were just talking about you. Now we get to find out how you're, what your practicing has done for you.
Yeah, okay. Uh-oh. All ready?
I didn't know where that ending was going. That was a bit of a surprise. I saw the leg go out, and I thought, here goes.
International. Well, this is the end of the song.
International sign that we're going to stop now, but then it usually comes to a more conventional close. I like that. What was that tune called again?
Rawhide.
Rawhide. Featuring Cliff Anglin on the mandolin, and it sounds like that practicing paid off.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that, and they're here live on Live and Local today for the rest of the hour, and we're very pleased to have them back on the show. Now, I thought you all did play on here one other time, or was it in some other configuration?
We did play a couple years ago when we had another Urbana Park District gig that night.
And it was videotaped, too.
So we have the evidence of it.
It might not have, well, it might have been audio tape.
Yeah. Never mind, sorry.
No, we've done both. We do occasionally do videos, but we haven't, not much regularly lately. But that does remind me to say to the listeners that if you didn't know this already, we do stream this program and all of our programs on WYNL-FM live on our website now, which is still relatively new. You can find us at wyll.illinois.edu. And if you ever hear a show and you want to hear it again, we do put it up on the web archive, and so you can hear usually all the show if it's live. If it's not done live, then somebody got an email there. If it's not live, then we sometimes have to truncate the music portion. But today's live, so it'll all be up there, providing we have their approval.
Yeah, what's great about it is, live radio is a very traditional way for bluegrass to have been played and been spread. You know, there's a lot of recordings that we've gotten some of our music from that are just live recordings of radio station play, right even locally. The Bray Brothers played, in Clinton and on the radio station. We've got recordings of and picked up songs from them, So that's a very traditional way for bluegrass to have been played and people to listen to it. So, yeah. We're right in the vintage way of doing it, traditional way of doing it right here.
When did that, since you know a little bit of the history apparently, any idea when that stopped?
I would say, and it's a big guess, but I think when bluegrass and country really were very neck and neck as far as popularity. And then country and electric started really taking off And so whenever that started, probably the 60s, late
Elvis.
60s, Elvis. Yeah.
Elvis took it away to rock and roll, and when Elvis started.
And electric.
Really with, the rockabilly, bluegrass began to fade.
Yeah, and really just has stayed traditionally acoustic all the time. And so that's a different audience, So I would say probably Elvis. The Elvis time period is when it kind of really diverged, and the country really kind of became the forefront leader. But bluegrass is really coming back. I think it's getting a resurgence, and people enjoy the acoustic nature of it, And so there's really a lot of new bands that are kind of starting to come with good music, Bill Monroe's passed on, and the torch has kind of gone to some new people, and so it's a lot of fun.
Does, aside from the acoustic, where does bluegrass become country? I mean, musically speaking, at what point does it cease to be bluegrass and become country music? Is it possible to say that?
Mostly electric instruments and drums. Bluegrass is usually all acoustic instruments. And although country music will have dobro and fiddle in it most of the time, and some mandolin and some acoustic guitar, but most of the time it has steel guitar and electric guitars and drums. Bluegrass rarely has drums or any electric instruments. So mostly bluegrass is played into microphones. You might amp plug in the bass, but most of the time it's all acoustic instruments.
And for the record, today the bass is not plugged in. It is sitting in front of a microphone. So
Bill Monroe would be proud.
All acoustic. Yeah.
Big doghouse bass. Yeah.
Well, speaking of doghouse bass, I saw that term, and I guess I've heard that term before. But I don't actually know what it means. What is a doghouse bass?
Stand-up bass is what it refers to. I don't know the truth about this, but I always thought that the bass was an instrument that was big enough to house a large dog. So hence, doghouse bass.
Can we Google that? We might be able to Google that.
You might find that I was a liar. But.
Well, I have two assignments for my intern, who's Jason, who is sitting in the sound booth, I think. So you got to find the address for Wheatfield Park in Urbana, and what is it? What does doghouse bass mean? I'd really like to know that, because I had a little fun in writing the promo for today's show and in quoting off of your website, or maybe it was off your Facebook page. I'm not sure. Things like doghouse bass, which I don't think I actually mentioned, and then your music is used to zestify people's day. I like that word, zestify. Yeah. And but I want to know here, it says 3 and 4 part harmonies on top of scintillating banjo. Okay, I know what scintillating means, more or less. Monroe-style mandolin, which we talked about, Bill Monroe, and then skirling fiddles. What is skirling?
Spell checker won't find that one. I'm not sure that's a real word, but it sounds good.
Our fiddle player.
Does this mean you wrote this? Or?
Well, I know the guy that wrote it, and he used to be a member of the band, and he's still an honorary member, Milt Craig, and he now lives down in Atlanta. So, but he's retired for years, and isn't actively playing, but he's a creative, storytelling kind of a mind. And so he wrote that bio years ago.
Okay. So skirling, you think it isn't a word?
I question it.
Well, him and Tom both skirled together. Okay. Tom was the other fiddle player.
It is spelled here. Skirling. So, Jason, if you're listening, that's assignment number 3. Skirling.
I saw Jason head down the hall for.
Yeah, Jason has already left.
Well, Mike Pritchard will let him know. Mike's our sound engineer and always does a great job and is greatly appreciated on this program. Let me tell you, or we couldn't be doing these live shows. Speaking of live, the next song is.
The next song is an a cappella gospel number. Called There Is a God.
Four-part harmony, even.
Four-part harmony.
So,
four-part male harmony, because I noticed that Angie's sitting. She's just got up. Okay.
So
five-part harmony.
And, of course, true to our training, we have to stand for this one. Ready, boys? Somebody give me a B-flat. Mine's too low. There is a God and only one who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man according to his plan. There is a God.
There is a God.
And he is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am laid.
When I am laid.
Down in the sod.
Beneath the sod.
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God. Sin and shame, my blessed Savior came. He lifted me to higher ground. For heaven I am bound.
There is a God.
There is a God,
and He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His
love I feel.
When I am laid,
when I am laid
beneath the sod,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
And He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am laid.
When I am laid.
The sun.
Beneath the sun,
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God.
5-part gospel from High Cotton here on Live and Local. The rest of the time, when they're not doing unaccompanied vocals, they're instrumental with or without vocals, which actually reminds me to ask you to repeat, I guess, the story of your startup, because I know I've heard it before, but a show called Cotton Patch Gospel some many years ago.
It was done by the Monticello Theater Association in 1995 out at the old Duck Creek, Camp Creek Playhouse, it was called. And it was a duck farm at one time. And through the labor of several Monticello folks, was turned into a dinner playhouse. And they had shows there for many years. And at one point in time, they decided they wanted to do a show written by Tom and Harry Chapin called Cotton Patch Gospel, which was the story of Jesus as if he had come to Gainesville, Georgia. And the music was bluegrass music. None of us knew anything about it. Dan and Cliff may have known about it, but the rest of us didn't know what bluegrass was. And so they recruited us individually to be in this show. And most of the guys stayed together after the show because they had so much fun playing that style of music.
That is the sound of the door opening with the answer to our questions. So my question regarding Cotton Patch Gospel is, what instrument did Jesus play?
He was a vocalist.
Oh, is that right? He was the lead singer, in other words. Yeah.
Jesus, the man who played Jesus, is a longtime favorite of the Champaign Theater Association, and his name is Jim Mayer.
Oh, yeah, I know Jim.
And Jim played Jesus and
did a great job.
Big voice, you know.
And kind of to segue into where now, the resurrected Monticello Playhouse Theater is, our band is also going to be in Smoke on the Mountain. And so that's featuring a traveling gospel group that goes to churches in the South and preaches the gospel and has a lot of bluegrass music in it. It's a fun, funny play. And so I would love to suggest that if you would like to see High Cotton playing and singing with other cast members in Smoke on the Mountain, that's going to be at the Monticello Theater in November, right, Rick?
November 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
And it's Monticello Theater Association. Did that building burn down some time ago?
It burned down, I think, about the year 2000, maybe.
Yeah. Hence the resurrection that you... coming back to Jesus and all. This is all connecting and somewhat freaky.
It is called now, the new theater is the Phoenix.
The Phoenix, the building itself is the Phoenix,
Phoenix Theater.
But it's still the Monticello Theater Association. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look for that. And it'd be fun to have you guys back on and maybe with some singers from that show.
That would be fun to sing some of that music.
Yeah.
So it would be wonderful. Can do for sometime in October.
Yeah. Okay. Wheatfield Park is on... I knew it was on a street that the friends of mine live on, but I couldn't remember the name of the street or which friends it was. East McHenry Street, between 100 and 199 East McHenry Street, which is just a block or two north of Windsor Road east of Vine Street. Wheatfield Park. High Cotton will be there from about 6:30 to 8 o'clock tonight, presentation of the Urbana Park District. And then on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon at Bryant Cottage in Bement. Bryant Cottage.
A Lincoln site.
But
it's a Lincoln site.
Yeah, it's called a preservation site or something like that.
Correct, yeah. It's a State of Illinois historical site located downtown Bement. Lincoln-Douglas debates, which were held between Monticello and Bement and... Abraham Lincoln stayed in Bryant Cottage prior to that debate, and that house has been turned into a historic site, period type of furniture, and just historical information about the Lincoln's Trail and that debate trail and stuff. So it's a fun place to visit while you come to listen to some bluegrass music. They also have period reenactment, which might have some person who tells about the times or maybe an issue of that time period and represents that and has dialogue on that in period clothing and costume. So it's an annual thing. It's usually always the second Sunday of July at 4 o'clock is when the music is. And the other draw is they serve ice cream with great toppings as a break while the period presenter is going and it's a good time.
It's free, too.
And it's free. Sit outside, bring your lawn chair.
So these
beautiful
are both free programs you guys.
Yes.
Do you play in the cottage or outside the cottage?
In the backyard.
In the backyard.
In the backyard, yes. And beautiful shade trees. And this weekend is supposed to be beautiful weather, so bring your lawn chair and relax. And it's a real good, it's a very relaxing, fun afternoon of a trip from Champaign-Urbana to over to Bement, and a great time. We've always had a great time there.
Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s, lows around 70.
Perfect.
There you go. These things change, so hopefully that'll stay at least that positive.
It's bluegrass music, so it has to be.
The sun will shine.
That's right.
And, well, it is sunny music most of the time. Here is the other assignment completed here. Doghouse bass, from what Jason found, is just slang for upright bass. Origin of the name is unknown. So either, Rick, you know something that Wikipedia doesn't, or wherever he found that.
Or my guess was accurate.
Or there's an underground answer that...
Or maybe you just defined it.
Maybe this radio show will be what now...
That's right.
Start the rumor that makes it around the world of where that term comes
from. Well, isn't it always true if you hear it on the radio?
Let's hear another song from Mike Cotton.
We're going to do a song called Sarah Jane.
And it has a blend of bluegrass and...
The Kingston Trio did it, and then Flat and Scruggs bluegrass the heck out of it. And
Sarah.
Like Sarah, only Sarah.
Sarah Jane.
Yep.
High Cotton with Dan Defend on the lead vocal on that one, also playing banjo. And the rest of the band, Cliff Anglin on mandolin, Bill Blickhan.
That's right, Bill Blickhan.
Blickhan on the guitar. I keep trying to say Blill and some other thing. Bill Blickhan on the guitar and Rick Rhodes on the bass. And a little bit of background fiddle from Angie Woolley on Live and Local. They're whispering, trying to figure out the next song, I guess.
Yeah, we're just kind of backgrounding here a little bit.
Yeah,
we're good.
That's fine.
We'll go with you.
That's okay. Yeah. I mentioned earlier that I know what everybody does for a living or did for a living just because it says so up on your website. And kind of curious, I've said you're based in Monticello, but...
We've started to migrate. That's what it seems like, because
Cliff, you live in Normal?
Yes.
And come over, and at least one of your number is a physician living in Danville or working in Danville or both?
Actually lives in Foosland and works at Urbana, and that's one reason he's not here. He's our Normal fiddler, but he had to pick up a shift, and so he's doctoring right now. He's going to be at the park. He's a doctor, and call him Dr. Tom, so he can, he fixes what ails you. So yeah, he's a full-time physician. Yeah.
So you come together in Monticello for rehearsals and so on, or do you rehearse?
Oh, we rehearse a lot. Not a lot. I think we try to get together, average maybe once a week, and sometimes it can stretch beyond that depending on schedules. We're really good. I think one of the reasons we've stayed together so long is we've all have families and we all have other things, and this isn't a full-time job, and anytime somebody has something else, we're pretty forgiving of each other. We don't demand things of, well, you need to be here, and if not, then we've got a problem. Everybody's supportive of family lives and other commitments, and so we work around those. And practices are just as much fun as gigs. We have a lot of fun at practices, so I think that's so we practice in Monticello. We practice in Foosland at Uncle Tom's cabin. We call it Uncle Tom's cabin. He lives out in the country, and it is a cabin. We practice in Elliott at Angie's, and even in Champaign sometimes. So
we practice in Dewey. I moved from Monticello to Dewey, Illinois, on Greenwood Acres, and so we practice there on the lake sometimes. So
are any of you actually left living in Monticello?
Dan and Bill are the only two left in Monticello.
So
I still work there.
So for the time being, we can still call this a Monticello-based band.
Yes, sir.
Fair enough. Facebook says so still. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring the new exhibit, the James Bond theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is available at sousaarchives.org.
I think we're ready to do a fiddle song.
We're going to turn our fiddle,
song. A fiddle song. Time to shine.
Now there's no way back out.
All right. Thank you.
Nice ring to that there. What was the name of that tune? I know that tune.
Old Joe Clark.
Old Joe Clark.
Good fiddle song. That, good yeah. Mountain fiddle song. Been around a long time.
And it's High Cotton here on Live and Local. They'll be at Wheatfield Park in Urbana tonight at 6:30 till about 8 o'clock. And at Bryant College in Bement on Sunday afternoon at... Bryant Cottage.
You wanted to call it Bryan College.
Bryan College. Yeah. I never heard of that place, so yeah. It's just incompetence on my part is what it is. Bryant Cottage, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock in Bement. Let me mention some other things that are going on in our listening area the next couple of days, and then we'll let these guys take it out. Donnie Heitler will be at Menichi's Restaurant tonight in Champaign, 6 o'clock. He seemed to have changed his venue. It's Evil Dead, the musical, at the Station Theater in Urbana tonight through Saturday at 8 o'clock. The Stephen Spencer and Gray Trio are at the Iron Post in Urbana playing jazz tonight at 5 o'clock, followed by University of Illinois and ISYM Jazz Faculty at 7 o'clock. At the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, it's the musical Anything Goes, 8 o'clock tonight through the rest of the week. And tomorrow, another bluegrass group called Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen will be at the Iron Post in Urbana at 7 o'clock. And in fact, they'll be on our program tomorrow on Live and Local. Champaign Park District's Youth Theater presents Fiddler on the Roof at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. That opens on Thursday at 7 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Take us out with one last tune.
Thanks for having us here, Kevin.
Appreciate My pleasure. Thanks very much for coming in.
Telephone.